Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager was the keynote speaker at the conference. She says state prosecutors around the country are particularly worried about how new global trade deals threaten state sovereignty by overriding everything from local environmental regulations to gambling laws.
Tribal governments in Wisconsin pay us monies to our state coffers in order to have what they call exclusivity in gaming, and yet the federal government is negotiating deals whereby internet gambling can take place. If that's going to be done, it ought to be done with some state input.
Lautenschlager and 28 other attorneys general have written to the U.S. Trade Representative demanding input on new trade rules that conflict with state regulations. For years, farmers have been among the main opponents of the new free trade rules the U.S. government's been negotiating through the World Trade Organization. Sue Beitlich of the Wisconsin Farmers Union says her members are most concerned about trade tariffs being lifted for milk protein concentrate. She says there's been a 600% increase in imports of MPC.
It's a really cheap product. We don't know where it comes from. Only a small percentage of it is inspected. And our farmers are concerned that we're getting historically low prices for our dairy products right now. We can't compete when people that make food products, the processors, are bringing in this cheap product and undercutting us.
Beitlich says farmers are lobbying Congress to eliminate the president's trade promotion authority that expires next summer. That would give Congress a role in modifying or amending trade deals that hurt U.S. farmers. There's also a push to get Governor Doyle to join the governors of Maine and Oregon and demand the right to exempt Wisconsin from new trade rules that undercut state sovereignty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.